We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to close the week on the lighter side by visiting with the Capitol Stamps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their undisputed star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I feel good. I'm not as optimistic as Tom Brokaw, though.
About what?
Tom Brokaw is the only man in America who thought that he could limit a politician to 1 minute in an answer to any question.
I know. And that was the discussion period.
That didn't work out so well, did it?
That was the discussion period. He thought he could get two of them to follow up in a minute.
It's like that. They barely got out, thank you for having us here tonight, by the time, you know, the minute was up.
Exactly right. Well, the campaign set the rules, but, you know, maybe they have a bit of a delusional approach to what they can get in a minute, too.
Well, we thought we'd get each side had something they were trying to get out about the other at the debate. We thought we'd try to get both. I mean, on the one hand, I guess, you know, McCain was trying to point out Barack's inexperience, and Barack was trying to point out that McCain was maybe out of touch, and so we thought we'd do a song about each this week.
Absolutely. So let's start with John McCain and why he may be out of touch, according to the Obama campaign.
Now, please welcome back Senator John McCain.
When I'm elected, I'm gonna be getting up in years. I could be the oldest guy who's ever won. Ronald Reagan could be my son. Look to the future, my second term. Think of what's in store. Are you gonna want me running the country when I'm 84? Of course, if you think there might be some perks if I get the job, I could have advantages to get things done, like pre-boarding on Air Force One. And when I ask world leaders to dine, you can bet for sure we'll never late night 'em when we invite 'em. Dinner served at 4. Every Easter morning, kids will roll eggs at the White House, and I'll go outside and shout to get off my lawn. I will drive the limousine with one blinker on. Don't be concerned, my views are too old. I'm a modern guy. Many staunch conservatives you may have heard don't think evolution occurred. They should ask me, I saw it firsthand with the dinosaurs. I turned to a tadpole and then I met Bob Dole the year we both turned 4.
Oh, Elena, yeah, that's one of the criticisms of McCain.
All right, and then on the other hand, we have Barack, who was only, 8 years old when Bill Ayers was blowing up things.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama.
Yesterday, all the press said I was on my way. Now it seems I hear some voters say Obama's got no resume. Once they'd say I was like a young black JFK. Now elitist is how I'm portrayed. I don't drink beer, just Chardonnay. When my mojo go, I don't know if I can win with a resume thinner than an Olsen twin. Yesterday, the press would hang on every word I'd say. Now a moose I'm gonna have to slay to get the voters back to stay.
Oh, Elena, fair and balanced here with the Capitol Steps.
He was just in Virginia telling us he wasn't taking our guns away, so... I guess he's going to take up hunting soon, and I hope it's better than his bowling.
That too. I remember when John Kerry went hunting 4 years ago. That didn't work out so well. So if he does go hunting, I'm guessing he's not taking the cameras with him.
Remember John Kerry trying to windsurf during the campaign? Well, that was like Mike Dukakis in the tank.
Yeah. I haven't really seen that moment yet, but we still got time. Elena, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks. Thank you for having us on.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.